We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try a new theme, style, or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, the guest is Charles Pettit. I should start asking people what they want me to say about them, because it comes time to this and, you know, it's just so much stuff that I don't know what to say. So I will just say that you could see Charles here in Chicago perform at Annoyance Theater and IO Theater. And if you live around the country, you could see Charles Pettit. He performs on Second City Touring Company. So maybe he'll be in your town. I don't know. Anyway, Charles, super fun guy. Love doing characters with him. He came over, and his idea for a podcast was just two old men sitting on a stoop who have no idea how to do the podcast, but and have like really no idea who's listening to it, but they just say and do whatever they want. Really like the simple idea. We just got to improvise with these characters. I love his really wacky old man. It's fantastic. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Stoop Men.
This week's episode of Stoop Men. Men That Sit on Stoops is a weekly cast pod that our nephew showed us how to do. Of course, I'm your co-host here. My name is Clark Kellogg, no relation. Everybody calls me Cans.
And I'm Frank Gifford, no relation. My friends call me Blue.
Yeah, but that's only because you love singing all them B.B. King songs.
And I wanna tell you, yeah.
Oh, God rest his soul, he got taken too soon from us.
Too soon.
Speaking of too soon, I got to be honest. There's something going on in this weather that's making my bones itch.
Ooh, I could feel it. I could feel it in my feelings.
It got me in a really spin, a spike up your spine.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Something's been getting me real agitated besides all those changes in barometric pressure.
What's getting you agitated?
It's these damn kids these days.
Oh, we're going to kids these days.
Yeah, I'm talking these kids that walk around, they're wearing these trench coats and they got on the Razor scooters. I don't trust them.
I don't trust these kids in the Razor scooters. I don't trust any form of transportation that has its wheels in a straight line.
Yeah, there's something that's despicable about a man that rides a motorcycle.
There's something that just gets me all jibber-jabbered.
Yeah, you know Hitler rode on a motorcycle, and look what I got him.
He's anti-Semitic.
That's right.
Yeah, I think any wheels in a straight line, anti-Semitic.
That's right, that's how Hitler started. That's how I got all them kids on this side.
How do you always go to that art school that he got kicked out of?
Yeah, they didn't like him because he liked all his wheels in straight line.
Yeah. For those of you who don't remember, I used to be a gold miner.
That's right. Blue was the first man to ever pan a riverbed.
Yeah, that was me. I found it.
He had the idea to use a little bit of chicken wires to skim from the tops of the river.
And I remember the first day I found that gold chunk. And I grabbed it and I ran down to the local five and dime.
Man, he looked like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory stole the idea from Blue.
They stole that idea directly from me.
Yeah, he was the original little boy that was running through a town telling everybody he had found something gold.
Hey, Grandpa? Grandpa?
Yeah, what's that?
Hey, you guys okay out here? You guys making a lot of noise for this week?
We're making racket. We're stoop men. That's what we do, and that's how we do it.
Okay, Grandpa, if you guys need anything, just say something. I'm going to be playing video games, all right?
Don't stare too hard into that screen. That's how the robots are going to take your soul.
We should get on to our first topic.
That's right.
Our first topic, of course, is high school football.
Boy, and I'll be the first one to say, St. Christian looks like they're going to have a team that's putting on the wallops. I'm saying because St. Christian got a boy running the ball that looked like a bus.
What's his nickname?
They call him the train, but he looked like a bus.
Yeah.
I've been the first one to tell you, that bus boy, whoo, he can run his feet.
Yeah, his number's 72 and he's a running back.
Yeah, he probably could go in the first round of the draft, but...
He'd have to go to college first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the main problem.
Yeah, college, you know, it ain't always for everybody.
Now, neither of us went to college.
And we're damn fine because of it.
How you feel about Tacoma West?
They got nothing but a bunch of sissy cheaters.
Now, some of you know that Cairns was the first one last year to blow the lid off of the conspiracy that was going on down.
That's right, they were taking all the cleats out of their opposing players' shoes.
Yeah, nobody noticed.
It looked like a damn slip and slide out there on the field.
Everyone's like, how come every time they play, they're always slipping and falling?
And you know what? I'm a fan of some of the Stooges' comedy types, but I tell you, that's got no place on a football field.
Yeah.
That's where gladiators go for glory.
Now it's time for our MVP watch. We decide to say who we think's going to be MVP this year. High school football.
What you got, Blue?
I'm going to go with Frank Gold. Don't know anything about him. Just don't know he's got gold in his name.
Man, if there's one thing that's true about my friend Blue, is that he loves anything that's gold.
Yeah, and he's got my first name too, Frank.
I got something else I got to say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Apparently there's been some types of controversies going on about this dress on the computers, and people are saying that it ain't gold. And my friend Blue here is going to set the record straight.
So I saw that dress.
That's right.
Everyone says it's gold or it's blue. I take one strong look at it.
Yeah.
It's green. That dress is green.
Well, you heard it here, folks, everybody. You heard it here first.
Now, my computer's a little old. It's an Apple II.
Well, I don't know how they could have improved on Apple I.
Well, my grandson always says I should get a new one. But I tell you what, that dress is green.
And you know what? You don't need to pay any attention to that boy because he hadn't fought in any wars.
Next up, Canadian foreign policy.
All right, folks. I hope you're sitting down.
I'm sitting.
Because there's a dangerous group of people that's trying to creep into our country and take all of our maple syrup. And I'm talking about them frosty types from up north.
Yeah.
The Canadians.
If you're listening, I want you to know, I keep my maple syrup under lock and key. So you try and break in my house, you try to steal my maple syrup, you're going to get the end of a Colt 45.
That's right. And you're going to have to fight through about 100 hockey pucks if you come into our house. And you're going to have to pry my maple syrup from my cold, dead fingers.
And I tell you what, you goddamn Canadians.
You let them have it, Blue.
You stole my wife.
Oh, no.
And you owe me one wife. Goddamn Canadian come in here with his beautiful long hair and his cut jaw and his universal health care, and he ain't gonna take my wife away.
What's worse is, she was half Canadian herself.
I never knew.
She had been hiding it from Blue the whole time.
If I would have known that, I never would have married her.
Well, now hold on. She gave you several children and several grandchildren, too.
I love all 12 of my children. I'm not a fan of my one grandchild.
Well, he's a crusty fella, but, we still got hope he's gonna straighten out.
Yeah, he's not as good as your grandson.
We only get one shot at greatness, and fortunately for me, Clark the Third has, he done it.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have an interview with him later.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to do your living will.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it out, Clark, and this is going to be news to him, of course, because, Clark is, he's great. He just doesn't have it all in the brain department.
No.
That's why I've been leaving all my money to him, so that, well, maybe that money will take care of some of that missing brain.
That's a good idea.
Now, let me ask you something, Blue.
Yeah.
When you look into my grandson's eyes...
Yeah.
He's not a killer, right? I mean, we can...
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's not a good sign.
Well, you know I fought in several wars.
I know you did, because I was there right with you.
And I've seen killers right in the eyes, and I've looked men in the eyes when I've killed them.
Oh, God, me too.
And I think your grandson might have the look.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, before we get to...
All right.
You giving him his money.
Right.
We gotta talk about the most important topic, why the reason why we started this cast pod, Sonic Restaurants.
You wanna talk about a bunch of swindling tricksters?
Yeah, they're full of lies. You go in there. Why don't you go ahead and tell them what happened yesterday?
So we was minding our own business, eating a couple of shakes we had brought from home on the back of our truck.
I like to take a travel shake.
And, well, we decided we was going to order some Maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
So we rang the red button, and out skates this old gal. She was where she had about 100 keychains popping out of her face.
It looked like a grenade of rings and studs went off, and she was just happened to be looking over it when it happened.
Yeah, she looked like she'd been going down 69 style on a giant robot.
She looks like she put a bunch of magnets in her mouth and then just walked into a Hot Topic.
Yeah. So anyway, old gal comes up to us and she says, y'all can't be drinking them shakes on our property.
And be like, excuse me?
You don't talk to two fellas of our age that way, no how.
I remember when this... land that we're on right now was Indian land.
Yeah, and guess what? They had the loosest slots in the whole damn state.
Yeah.
And I tell you another thing. I won $100 on blackjack in their casino, and I hadn't known of a thing since.
I remember that night.
Oh, there was a few, there was a few Miller Lights on that night, I tell you what. Oh, you all right, Bill? That's what happens when you smoke a pack of cigarettes every morning when you wake up. And I don't mean one at a time. I mean Blue would literally stick 20 cigarettes in his mouth and light them up with a blowtorch.
You might have seen me from my time when I was in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, that's right.
That's a picture of me in there.
And he was a... You was a spry lad.
Yeah.
Speaking of fries, them damn Sonic devils have officially banned us from every store in America.
Just for bringing our own road shakes with us.
Well, guess what, Sonic? Two can strike at that game.
Yeah.
I'm officially calling for a Boy Scout cot of the whole Sonic chain.
You heard it here first.
I'll tell you when happy hour is, pal.
Yeah, it's when we show up.
That's right.
That's when it is. Yo, that reminds me.
Yeah.
I gotta go get your grandson.
You tell old Clock 3.
I'll go get him.
You tell him to come up here because I got something for him.
Yeah, what?
Clock, get up here, boy.
Hey, Grandpa, you still on the stoop?
Yeah, I'm still on the stoop. What you doing, boy? You look like you disheveled, like you just got caught red-handed. What happened?
Well, Blue just barged into my room and didn't knock, and I was kind of using the computer.
Oh, I know what that face is.
No, but Grandpa,
yeah, you was practicing on yourself, wasn't you?
Grandpa, no, I don't want everybody to hear about this.
What was you looking at this time?
Grandpa, come on, I'm not going to...
But you looking at all them strong Xena Warrior Princess pictures again, boy?
Grandpa, that was a long time ago. That was before the internet. That's all I had.
Uh-huh. I'll never forget the look on his face. Old Xena Warrior Princess is on the TVs right before Hercules And old boy was sitting there pitching the tent like he was going on a 10-week retreat.
She's attractive, Grandpa.
Oh, I know she is. That's why I like to pick on you for it.
Oh, gosh, Grandpa.
What was you looking at this time, boy? Couldn't be worse than more embarrassing than that.
Just, you know, normal stuff, Grandpa. Just normal, totally 100% normal porn.
What the hell is totally normal 100% normal porn?
It's this Japanese, like, drawing style. It's called anime.
Do what?
It's guys and girls, Grandpa, and it's just drawn. So that way, you know, when I watch normal porn, I have to think about the actual people ruining their lives. But when it's cartoons...
Check this out, son. Check this out.
What?
I'm going to roll up my sleeve. Now, that's a pinup right there.
Oh, my God, Grandpa.
Yeah, I got this right before I went into the war, so I'd always have something to see, so that I... knew what a woman looked like.
You tattooed pornography on yourself so you could masturbate when you were in the...
Yeah, because sometimes you forget. Sometimes you forget important things, and you don't want to forget.
Grandpa?
Now come here, boy, come here.
Grandpa?
What?
Did you ever let another guy look at your arm and touch himself?
Yeah, you damn right I did.
Oh, Grandpa.
I had it for the whole platoon. I used to stand up in front of a crowd and say, hey, everybody, get a look at this. And then I'd wait, let them take their brain pictures, and then I'd roll it down because my arm's no floozy.
That's disgusting, Grandpa.
Well, it's human nature, boy, and I'll tell you another thing.
What?
You better knock it off with all them drawings.
What are you talking about?
I see the way those young girlies look at you when you come from school.
Yeah?
You should take advantage of that. Take advantage of being young, because eventually you're going to be an old man like me and Blue here.
Yeah, well, I'm more attracted to drawings than I am to people.
Do what?
I'm more attracted to drawings than I am to people.
What? But have you... No, wait a minute.
Grandpa, no one listens to your podcast, right?
Have you never been with a woman?
I was with a woman, Grandpa.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
I was with a woman one time. You know, I dated Hillary. And it's kind of why we broke up. I can't... It's complicated, Grandpa. I don't really
feel... Are you saying you can't perform when you're not looking at a drawing?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's a good movie.
You can't get your loads and rocks off unless you're looking at a drawing. Well, ain't that the damnedest thing?
Well, Grandpa, I guess I just found out that, you know, you used to do that back in World War I.
Well, how do you like that? I guess an old dog can learn new tricks.
Want me to draw you something, Grandpa?
Aren't you just the tip off the old block? Sure, yeah, right. Why don't you go ahead, Trips?
All right, I'll draw you something later today.
All right, and make sure it's extra dirty because I want to feel gross after I look at it.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'm going to have to wash my face.
You know all the drawings that he has?
Yeah, Blue, he just told me about... No, wait a minute.
I'm looking at these drawings.
Snatch you one real quick, Blue. Come down here.
I want to see if it...
Yeah, I want to see one of those ugly guys.
Yeah, you see one of these? She has a fish top and a lady bottom. She's a reverse mermaid.
Well, that's kind of gross, actually. I don't know. What the hell are you looking at, boy?
Yeah, hey, did you tell him yet?
Did I tell him what?
About the wheel.
What wheel?
Nah, you guys have something to talk about. I'm going to go back up in this room.
All right. Now, boy.
Thanks, Blue.
I'm going to die. Not today.
Grandpa, oh my
not
God.
Not tomorrow. Not next Thursday, but I will die.
Come on, Grandpa. Okay.
Yeah, what? You're going to have to learn it because I've seen the life leave someone's eyes, and it's something you don't forget.
Okay.
It's part of your own life sport, you know? It's part of your own lifespan. You got to know about death. And what you need to know is that I'm going to die.
Oh, Grandpa.
And, well, I want to leave it all to you. You heard it, boy. You're going to get it all. You're going to get the truck. You're going to get the tool set. You're going to get all of the scalps that I took from all of those
Grandpa,
Koreans.
Grandpa, you told Mom that you gave those back to the reservation.
Yeah, well, I told your Mama a lot of lies. Also Grandpa. About how much money I got saved up in savings bonds.
Wait, what do you mean?
I got
Grandma's,
about... $200,000 in savings bonds with your name on it.
Are you serious, Grandpa?
If you're a good boy.
Wait. What do you mean if I'm a good boy?
I mean, if you're a good boy and a good man, you can have everything that your old Clark Kellogg superior man gave left to you.
Grandpa, I just want to say that I love you so much, and thank you. Thank you so much for this fortune.
Let me ask you one more thing, and this is the only important question I have for you.
What?
You ever killed a man?
How many people listen to your podcast?
Enough to where it only matters if you tell the truth.
Uh-oh!
What you got, Blue?
You're not gonna like this one, Cans.
I wanna see it.
Hold on.
Okay, Blue, please, Blue, don't... Grandpa, whatever just happens now, I just want to know that we're square. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what you got, Blue?
I found a head.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You recognize that face?
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah. That squirrely little brat down at the Sonic.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be Sam Hero darned tootin'.
It was an accident, you guys.
I don't want to hear it. All I want you to know is the fortune is yours.
Are you serious?
Do I look like a man that'll lie?
No.
Yeah, you're damn right.
What? Thank you so much.
That's what I wanted you to
Can you help
say.
Me get rid of the body?
Well, you ain't got rid of it yet.
No, I don't know what to do with it. I accidentally hit it with a car, and I tried to hide it, and it's falling apart. The head came out.
Oh, look at you with his first kill. Sam, you're going to do just fine.
Yeah, it's okay. You get used to it.
You guys finish up the podcast. All right, just let me know when you're done, and I'll edit it for you. All right? I'll see you guys.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good kid.
Yeah, he'd do all right.
That's a good kid.
You know, I thought today when we started out that... Well,
yeah,
I wasn't going to give him all that money.
Yeah.
But when I saw the look in his eyes, I knew he was the right man for the job to take that money.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy, and once we're done with him, he'll be a good killer.
Yeah. Also, I took one of his drawings of a horse having sex with a dolphin.
Nah, that's something I got to see.
Yeah. All right, this has been Stoop, man.
Thanks for listening up. Hope to see y'all next week, or listen to you, or know that you have listened next week.
And hey, stay away from my mailbox.
And believe in ghosts, because they're real.
That's this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this episode and want more, you can go to our website. All our episodes are on there, trythispodcast.com. You can download them there, or you can find us on iTunes. Just search for Try This Podcast. If you're on iTunes, please leave us a rating and a review if you like the show, or if there's something that you would like to change about the show, give us some constructive criticism. That's always welcome. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Make sure to check us out next week. We'll have another show that has a totally different theme, style, or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.